This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel is pounding targets in the southern Gaza Strip Saturday, intensifying a renewed offensive after a week-long truce with Hamas and giving rise to renewed concerns about civilian casualties. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Gaza's health ministry says hundreds of Palestinians have been killed since the fighting resumed Friday morning, even as the United States urged ally Israel to do everything possible to protect civilians. Israel's attacks Saturday focused on the Khan Yunis area in southern Gaza, where the military dropped leaflets warning residents to leave just the day before. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The Director General of the International Committee of the Red Cross, Robert Mardini, said Saturday the resumption of fighting in the Gaza Strip has been intense and put on pressure on people ahead, people already under a tremendous strain. Speaking to the Reuters News Service on the sidelines of the UN Climate Summit in Dubai, Mardini said they do not have precise reports, but he knows the situation is bad.
Well, we don't have precise reports, but what I can say is the resumption of fighting was intense again. And of course, it's a new layer of destruction coming on top of massive and unparalleled destruction of critical infrastructure, of civilian houses and neighborhoods.
Mardini described the situation in Gaza as in shambles and a rubble. He said the Red Cross had 130 staff working in the coastal strip. Munich's airport canceled all flights for the day Saturday after a winter storm dumped snow across southern Germany and parts of Austria and Switzerland, affecting travel across the region. Trains to and from Munich's central station were also halted. Germany's national railway advised passengers to delay or reroute their journeys. This is VOA News. In an address to the UN climate conference in Dubai Saturday, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris took aim at climate change deniers. Harris called out corporations that greenwash climate inaction and lobby for billions of dollars in fossil fuel subsidies.
Around the world, there are those who seek to slow or stop our progress. Leaders who deny climate science, delay climate action, and spread misinformation. In the face of their resistance, and in the context of this moment, we must do more.
The 28th annual UN Conference of the Parties, or COP28, in the oil-rich United Arab Emirates features about 150 presidents, prime ministers, royals, and other leaders who are presenting their plans to attack climate change. North Korea said Saturday it would consider any interference with its satellite operations a declaration of war and would mobilize its war deterrence if any attack against its strategic assets were imminent. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony has more.
Citing a statement from North Korea's defense ministry spokesperson, state media KCNA reported that Pyongyang would respond to any U.S. interference in space by eliminating the viability of U.S. spy satellites. When asked if Washington had the capability to interrupt the North Satellite Reconnaissance Operations, a U.S. Space Command spokesman said the U.S. could deny an adversary's space capabilities using a variety of means. That's according to U.S. broadcaster RFA. North Korea says it successfully launched its first military spy satellite on November 21st, transmitting photos of military installations in the U.S. mainland, Japan, and the U.S. territory of Guam. The U.S. targeted the North with fresh sanctions on Thursday.
That's Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reporting. The late Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor is being remembered as a champion for women, especially on the Supreme Court. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Sandra Day O'Connor was the first and only woman on the U.S. Supreme Court until then-President Clinton nominated the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg in 1993. Ginsburg described O'Connor as a great big sister. O'Connor said even though they didn't look anything alike, some lawyers would confuse them, prompting her to wear a T-shirt saying, "The Supremes, I'm Sandra, not Ruth." Years after her retirement, she called for more women to serve on the Supreme Court, even after the appointments of Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan. After that, Justice Amy Coney Barrett was nominated by then-President Trump, and Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson was named by President Biden. O'Connor died Friday at the age of 93. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.